sports fans. Gene Barrett here along with three of the seniors of the Dillingham Lady Wolverines State Championship, historic state championship, as it was our first championship ever in basketball. And I've got T.R. Schroeder, Drew Carlos, and Leilani Tennyson in here. Welcome, ladies.
Hey, Gina.
It was an exciting weekend in Anchorage. I don't know if you guys have caught up on your sleep, but I sure haven't. I had a great time helping with you guys this year. And when Mike gave me the opportunity to interview you guys for the final time of your high school careers, I jumped at it. I thought that would be a great time. I was able to download some stats off of the from the state website of you guys' basketball tournament. And I think that they won't surprise you. They didn't surprise me. They showed that defense was the answer for you guys, and then the offense picked up where that left off. You guys had three great games. First game was against Point Hope, who is a perennial state qualifier. What did you guys think about playing them right off the bat? Were you a little nervous?
A little bit, because we had only beat them by one last year. We figured they'd be a tough team.
Yeah, they were. I mean, and you guys handled them well. You beat them 56-29. The three of you scored in that game. Tiara, you had 18. Drew had 15. Leilani chipped in two. You only had 10 turnovers, but you had 25 points off of their turnovers, which is awesome. When you can turn defense into offense, that's when you win championships, and that's exactly what you guys did. You shot almost 40% from the field that game, which is awesome. 22% of that was from the 3-point line. Nice job. Before we get into the next couple of games, let me ask you this. 10 years down the road, how do you think you're going to look back on this historical win for the state, for your first state championship for Dillingham High School? Anybody?
It's still kind of surreal right now, so I don't know, about 10 years from now.
Yeah. Drew?
It's like one of those things where you remember like your wedding day and your graduation.
Sure. Leilani?
It'll be one thing I'll remember for, till I don't know when.
Yeah, forever? Yeah. You know, you can look back on it and you look at all the hard work that you guys put in. Last year was a little disappointment at the end. You guys didn't get to win the championship. You were in the state championship last year, and you guys have made it to the state tournament. How many years? All 4 year years, Tiara?
Three. Not my freshman year.
Not the freshman year. Sophomore, junior, and
I went to a different school. So I'm
here for. Yeah. You were only here for 2 years, which was a nice addition for us. Not only you, but we got the bonus of your dad being here coaching. He did a great job, don't you think?
Yeah, he coached me all 4 years.
Yeah. I thought he did a great job. And with the team we have, he was able to get you guys to the tournament and get you guys prepared. I thought, and like I said, I was able to be in there in the practices with you guys this year. And I myself was a little skeptical going against Point Hope because of their past records, you know, but you guys really, after that game, I wasn't nervous anymore. I was pretty confident. Yeah. So second game, Craig. You guys have had trouble with Craig. Last year you guys got beat by them in the state finals. There was a couple differences in both teams this year. We lost Bryn, and they lost a couple of players. Really does affect. It changes the team's outlook. How did you guys feel going into that game?
We weren't going to lose.
Not going to let it happen, huh? Yeah. You guys looked really confident. You guys came out strong. You got 15 turnovers off of your defense. You took the ball away from them 15 times. They shot a little better than Point Hope, but you guys also did. Your field goal percentage was pretty good. 3-point percentage was good. That was a lot tougher game. They probably went into it thinking the same thing as you guys. We don't want, you know, we got Dillingham. We got their number. You guys played them earlier this year, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Where at? I was in Metlakatla?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was a long trip, huh?
That was after waking up at 4:30 a.m.
Yeah.
And then traveling all day.
Yeah. It was a Dillingham version of the train, planes, and automobiles, wasn't it? You guys took a plane, a barge, and a bus, and got there just before game time, I understand?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the cream rises to the top. That was, you guys get down there. They weren't expecting you guys. They had it planned that way. They figured they'd get the best out of you. So beat Craig 34-27. You didn't score as much, but the defense was still stellar. Third game was against Unalakleet. I really was surprised by how well Unalakleet played. I shouldn't say that. I was pleasantly surprised as a basketball fan that they played as well as they did. They won their region. They beat Point Hope. What did you guys think of Unalakleet before you played them?
I thought that they were strong as a team, but they could easily be shut down because they had this one player who basically like ran their whole show.
Yeah. So your good team defense came out on top on that one. You guys beat them 30-21. 21 points. You hold the team to 21 points in a state championship. That's impressive. That really is. That's team defense, right? Yeah, that's what wins that. So I'm going to throw some numbers at you here. At the state tournament, you guys held your opponents to 29.3% from the field goal, from the field. While your team was scoring 33% of the time. There's a good difference, yeah. Three-pointers. Three-pointers are a hit and miss.
I don't think we made any of that game.
Not the championship game. Yeah, you were 0 for. That's why your three-point percentage was only 14% for the tournament. But you made them when it counted, right? So, you guys, this is a whole tournament percentage here. You took 57 balls away from the opponents and only had 35 turnovers yourself the whole tournament. That's pretty impressive, you know, as a team. And everybody got to play at some point in time. You got 53 points off of turnovers. There's that defense to offense swing that we were talking about. So of these three, the three teams that you played, which team had the best player and who was it? Tiara?
Unalakleet.
Yeah. There was this one girl on Unalakleet. Her name was Janisha Wilson. She was pretty tough to guard.
Yeah. And you did a good job of that. You and Mike Larson were talking about that just a minute ago. They always seem to put you on the toughest defensive assignment.
Yeah, until I get tired, then I gotta switch out.
Well, then she gets tired, and you switch back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you two were obviously the offensive stars, but Leilani had was one of those type of players this year that was in the right place at the right time. She got some key rebounds and some key putbacks, got fouled a couple of times, got some things, got some extra points, and those are the type of things that are important for team unity. For teams to be good, you have to have role players. And I thought Leilani played that really well. Leilani, what did you feel your role in the team was? What was your specialty besides filling a uniform?
Rebounding, probably.
Yeah? You worked on that? Worked on getting boards and putbacks?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there were other Bristol Bay teams at the tournament. The Bristol Bay boys were there. The New Haven girls won the 1A. That was a tough game for them. They had a tough road to go too. You guys didn't get to see them this year. Usually we'll see them down here or at the Sockeye. Or at some point, we'll play them. It just didn't happen this year. And they had a good team, I thought. What did you guys think of them?
I think we did play them
We played them.
Did you play them where?
Oh, yeah, we did play them.
At the Sockeye? Oh, okay.
And at the Bethel tournament.
Oh, that's right. They were in Bethel, weren't they? Yeah. Bethel was pretty good this year, but they were at Regions also. So the other one we need to mention is our Wolverine men, first time making it to the state tournament.
And the finals, too.
And the finals. But
They made it last year.
Oh, that's right, state tournament finals. But it's only like their second year they've made it to the state tournament. And you guys, it's old hat for you guys going to the state tournament now, right? I mean, you guys have been there for several years. We were talking, Don LeClaire and I in Anchorage, the Dillingham girls have been in, I think we're right in saying, three state championships. And so there was this one this year, last year, and then in 2005, I know we were there. Can you guys think of any other time?
Mm-mm. Maybe before I was born.
I think they played 3-on-3 half court back then. The defense on one side and offense on the other. I'm not sure. You're not that old, but it's I don't know if they made it before that or not. So I don't know when the state they kept started taking state stats for that. So a couple things I'd like to ask you guys. And I want you guys I don't want you to give me the same answer, each of you. I want you we'll start with Leilani. Leilani, what are your plans for after high school?
I'm going to attend Fort Lewis in Durango, Colorado.
Yeah. And you're going to major in?
Accounting.
Accounting. Good with numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Drew?
I plan on playing ball somewhere warm. Preferably on the West Coast.
Yeah. Yeah, I talked to some people that were really interested in talking to you. I don't know if anyone talked to you over there or not. There was a couple of coaches that I have no idea how they figured out I was with Dillingham, but they came and talked to me, you know. And I told them that, you know, pull out their checkbook and pay your way down, pay, you know, ex-coaches' ways down, watch you play a couple of times, maybe ex-teammates, huh? She's playing in somewhere warm in California. We should probably all get a chance to go there. Tiara, what are you going to do after high school?
I was looking into UAA or UAF for the first year to get my feet settled into college and then figure it out from there.
Cool. What are you thinking of majoring in?
Psychology.
Psychology. Well, you'll be able to figure the rest of us out then. Drew, what are you going to major in? Danny, I mean, besides basketball, maybe volleyball.
I don't know yet.
Yeah?
I think I might start off with my business degree.
Yeah, good.
Maybe nursing.
Yeah.
Who knows?
You guys will all be great at all of those. That's great. Two of you made the all-tourney team at the state basketball. And you also made all state.
I made the second team and Drew got player of the year.
Yeah, that's right. She got player of the year.
So we both made the all state team and we both made all tourney.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that you were player of the year. That's awesome. Congratulations. Oh. Congratulations to both of you. Actually, congratulations to all three of you for winning the state. And so you look back on where you were, Leilani and Tiara, 4 years ago as freshmen, coming into the gym. I remember you guys as eighth graders, coming into the gym as eighth graders a couple of times at the end of the year, shooting a little bit with when I was coaching with Don LeClaire. Drew, I remember when you were a freshman coming from Togiak and with your team and you all looked young and had that deer in the headlight look.
Yeah.
And what was the feeling the first time you went to state and played in the Sullivan Arena? Do you remember?
I remember it was my sophomore year, and I was playing with Kristen and them, and I just felt like I had a big shoes to fill.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Have you ever seen that movie Hoosiers?
I'm not sure.
No, it's a basketball movie about Indiana and a boys basketball team in Indiana. And they walked into this huge auditorium and they called it the Field House. And they were playing for a state championship in there. And of course, they had that wide-eyed look. And they were like, wow, look at this. Well, their coach pulled out a tape measure and said, well, you know, the free throw line's only the same and the basket's the same height. And I thought that would be a kind of a cool thing to do, you know, when you go in to shoot. In 05, when I was with Don LeClaire and those girls, they had that wide-eyed look. Actually, it was 04 when we were in there. And that college court's 10 feet longer and a little wider, and it kind of makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Aren't you glad that the coach made you run a lot of lines? Yeah. I mean, he was ruthless. I mean, even tournament week, he had you guys busting up and down the floor, and I think it paid off. You guys didn't seem to get tired, and that's something to say when you're coming from a village to play there. So, yeah. So looking back, you saw yourself as freshman. Did you ever think you were going to win a state championship? Was that your goal?
Well, I lived in Togiak, so I didn't really.
Well, that could have been your goal in Togiak.
Yeah,
too.
I wanted to, but yeah. We had to get to state first.
Yeah, Tierra.
Yep.
That was your goal.
That's my
bucket
too.
Yeah, it's good to reach goals, isn't it? I mean, that bucket list—you take one more thing out of there. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah,
now you know if you go play college ball somewhere, you know, or even just an intramural championship would be nice.
Yeah, but like as a freshman, I didn't quite know my potential yet. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sure. It's good to know that we could actually fulfill our dreams.
Yeah. Well, that's all part of growing up and gaining you know, fulfilling your dreams and taking things out of the bucket list is always always good. So you look at next year's team. I know we've got, you know, we're going to be obviously smaller. We won't have anyone Drew's size. We aren't going to have the defense that Tierra brings to the team. Well, all three of you bring to the team, or the rebounding that you guys bring to the team, and of course the leadership. What do you think of next year's team?
I think they'll step up. There are some key players like Sydney and Kaylee. I think they'll do just fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's in my mind, Kaylee was right there with you guys as far as ability and desire. She and she did it on a leg and a half. She really was inspirational at the tournament. She played well. I was glad to see she got all tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it was well deserved. So you think that that Dillingham is going to stay in 2A, or do you think they'll go back up to 3A?
What are your
thoughts about that?
I heard they're bumping up to 3A in a couple.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Now, the numbers dictate where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
If we have the numbers, we have to go up. But what do you think they're going to be able to do at the 3A level? It's awful tough. You've got bigger schools like Barrow and Bethel and Nome and Cots that you're competing against instead of the smaller schools that we've been competing against. And, I mean, the level of basketball at state, I thought the 1A, 2A was just as good. The size of some of the players and the amount of people on the bench and the depth of the bench, I thought, was the difference.
Yeah.
But do you think the Dillingham girls could, in the future, compete at 3A again?
Well, 3A is like a whole nother level. But sure, if they worked up for it, and then potentially they could.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we had Bryn Tennyson, who was born and raised in Dillingham, and she was on the state championship 3A team. And, I mean, any one of you three could have competed at that level, I thought. It does take you see the difference in steps in my mind. You see there's a little more game management. There's a little more like they have a little more time in preparation for the fundamentals. You know, it's tough out here with the limited amount of bodies that the schools have, the small amount, that we're not able to have a focused 15 girls on basketball and then a different 15 girls that maybe play volleyball. It's the same 15 girls, you know. And that kind of is a difference in my mind. And I thought that I thought Bryn played really well over there the two games that I watched her. So any Tennysons out there listening, they can be proud of Bryn. She did well. So memories. What's your most memorable moment in your high school career? It could be a tournament you played somewhere. It could be a trip you took. It could be a big shot you made. Think about that and give me an answer. Who's ready?
That state championship.
State championship. Let's set that aside. Let's look at, give me something else that stands out in your mind that maybe prepared you for the state championship, and don't say last year's state game. I want to hear some memories, something that's going to stick with you.
My very first high school game, I made this shot at the end of the buzzer, and when I landed, two of my legs cramped.
Oh. But you won the game.
Nope.
Oh, you missed it?
I just remember that.
Yeah. Tiara?
I liked Metlakatla because it was completely different from around here. And playing those teams and seeing all of the different, what are those things? Totems.
Totem poles.
Yeah, they had really nice culture down there. Like, their dancing was amazing.
Yeah.
It was a nice trip.
And the food was different.
Yeah, the traditions are different. We're used to the Yupik values. We're all Yupik at some level here. So, it's a different tradition. So, Leilani?
I'd have to say winning regions my sophomore year.
Yeah?
That was a tough game to
play. Who did you play?
Nome.
Yeah? In Nome? Where was the regions at that year?
Anchorage.
Oh, that's right. 3A's over in Anchorage. They get two trips to town.
Yeah. If they make it to state.
So we're getting close to time here. We got a couple minutes. Let me see. I'll check my notes here real quick. I guess one of the last questions I have is future plans. Obviously, you said you're all going to go into education and one of the big things that I always get a kick out of is watching the old folks come back and play in the alumni game. So I'm not sure you guys qualify as old folks, but next year in December, end of December, you guys will be back for Christmas break, maybe. Maybe you guys will go somewhere else for Christmas, but I hope to see you back. How do you think it's going to be on that other bench over there?
Weird.
Yeah. I think that whoever's on the team and is coaching the team is going to be in for a dogfight playing against you three. Yeah, because you add so much to them. And I guess we're about out of time here. I'd like to thank you guys for coming in. I think it was awesome to be able to talk with you about basketball. I can talk about basketball for a long time. And, like I said, I have some stats here. I'll share those with you. I'll give them to you if you want. I also like to thank you guys for letting me be part of your team your senior year and experience the state championship with you. It was awesome. I don't think there's anyone on the other side of the gym any louder than I was. So, yeah. Any final thoughts?
Thank you. Thank you for coming this season and helping us out.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome. My pleasure. Yeah. Well, ladies, good luck. I know that you guys have NYO and some other things going on. We're not sure if we're going to do the sports roundup here anymore this year. Rob says no. Mike said maybe. Mike talked me into doing this today, and I'm sure glad I got the chance. And we had a great time. And that's it for the Wolverine Sports Roundup. 'Cause summer's here.